from JMI Wealth, Andrew Kelleher. Good morning.
Very good morning, Mike.
So we're getting some information from our companies, and basically guidance is out the window, isn't it?
Yeah, so look, Mike, we've had almost 48 hours, really, of relative calm, which in a way is sort of nice, isn't it? But I'm almost too scared to sort of relax, given the degree of volatility that we've experienced over the last couple of weeks. But anyway, in this brief period, this respite from the wild market movements, from the market announcements, I thought we'd try and, have a look at a few specific announcements from New Zealand companies. Now, this list isn't exhaustive. It's just a sort of a sample to give listeners out there an idea of the impact we've seen of market movements and disruptions. So Fletcher Building yesterday announced what measures they're taking to respond. They've withdrawn their earnings guidance, and this is a pretty common theme at the moment for the 2020 year. They're focused on preserving liquidity. They've cancelled their interim dividend. They've suspended an on-market buyback. They've got projects going on at the moment. They've had to shut them down. Their share price down around 39% since the peak in February. Z Energy, their share price has been under pressure for some time, actually. They've fallen about 36%. Now, it's been classed an essential business. Its service stations can stay open, but it supplies jet fuel as well, Mike. So obviously, the demand for that is cratered. You've got to imagine the actual demand at the pump is going to drop too, wouldn't you? Because people aren't really going to be driving a lot. So we wait to hear out any impacts from them on their dividend. Napier Port, they're a recent listing to the NZX. They're at the real pointy end of some of the problems we had with exports to China. They've also withdrawn their earnings guidance. They've also been classed as an essential service, so they'll keep working. They expect reduced levels of logs, pulp, timber, forest products, but they think food and beverage cargoes should be okay. They're down 26%. Ryman Healthcare, obviously lots of concern about retirement villages, and the risk is reasonably obvious of the coronavirus getting into those environments. Well, they won't be selling, a great deal of occupation rights over the next few weeks. They're ceasing construction activities. They've got presence in Australia as well. They're withdrawing their previously announced profit and build rate guidance. Look, Mike, their share price was pretty frothy going into this. They've actually fallen 46%, so big fall there. But that's just a spattering, Mike. Sure. I mean, this will now evolve over the next couple of weeks. I haven't talked about Air New Zealand or Auckland Airport yet. We can cover those off maybe next week.
Well, it's not like we don't have time, Andrew.
We've got time. I've been in lockdown for 11 days, Mike. This is just kind of, same for me.
Yeah, exactly. So you're a seasoned vet. We might get you on as a seasoned vet in lockdown.
I can come in. I can give you a few tips.
No, you can't come in, Andrew. That's the point. You can't come in. You must stay there.
Can't come in.
You can't come in. Now, you got some trade. Well, do we have an insight into the trade and what's happened since this outbreak?
Yeah, sort of quickly, Stats New Zealand have published an update on New Zealand's trade with the world since the COVID-19 outbreak. So this is provisional data, but take a quick look at it anyway. This is compared to the same period last year. Total imports down about 11%. Exports to all other countries actually up 3.7% compared to last year. So imports from China down 15, exports to China down 14, but you expect that'll start picking up now. Just want to point out, Mike, China's getting back up to speed. That's a positive for us. Let's look for the positives. They're a big export partner, and they're going to come out in a relatively strong position.
Exactly.
We might talk about that next week as well.
Yeah, we should do too, and I'm getting a lot of reports out of China that things are getting back to normal. What are the numbers?
The numbers. We've had two green days in a row. Q, an audible sigh of relief out there. Stimulus package helping, obviously, in the US. Dow Jones, 21,827, up 1,128 points, 5.5%. S&P 500, 2523, up 76 points. NASDAQ, 7595, up 177 points, 2.4%. So gold star of the US share market at the moment. FTSE 100, 5635, up 190. 3.5%. The Nikkei up 1,454. Storming day there, 19,546, up 8%. Shanghai Composite, 2781, up 2%. In Australasia, the ASX 200 gained 262 points yesterday, 5.54% gain, 4998. And on the local market, the NZX 50, we gained 155 points, up 1.7%, 9,264 was the close. On the currencies, Kiwi dollar a little bit stronger, 0.5820 against the US, 0.9762 Aussie, 0.5367 euro, 0.4918 pounds, 64.92 yen. gold trading at $1,615.40, and Brent crude still sitting in the 20s, $26.97.
Talk tomorrow, mate. Appreciate it from jmiwealth.co.nz.